Pedro Strop, about to put on his pink cleats. How you feeling about this Mother's Day look?
For me personally, I think every day I'm alive is our Mother's Day. But, I mean, we celebrate these days especially for them and make them feel good. And we can remember them that they're the best and we love her. So I think it's very special.
What did your mom do to help you get here today?
I called her earlier. She's in Dominican, but in Dominican is different. It's different day, Mother Day. But I told her, "Mommy, I'm here, and here's your Mother Day. So happy Mother's Day!" And she was so happy and was laughing.
Did she know? Did Mom know a young Pedro was gonna be here someday?
Maybe because I was like really passionate with my since I was a little kid playing ball. So she always said that. And my dad, they said that I was going to be like a baseball player sometime.
You're pitching a lot. One baseball question. How's the arm feeling?
It's getting used to. It's in there. As long as you're not pain. If it's sore, I pitch. If it's pain, so it's different. But, we're used to that.
All right, it's Mother's Day with Cubs reliever Justin Grimm. You're about to wear some pink cleats. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, they're really bright and flashy, so we'll see how that goes. But, it's a good day to get out and be thankful to the mothers. They for sure worked the hardest on raising us and just being a mother. I can't tell you what that's like, and I can't even tell you what it's like to be a father. But I know it's a lot of hard work. My mother personally raised three of us, and it's just a bunch of hard work, a lot of stress, and she did an awesome job.
Favorite memory of Mom as far as sports was concerned? Did she ever, was she the mom that got on the umpires? What are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, you definitely hurt her when she was unhappy. She used to yell at me and, scream at me to throw strikes. You come try this, you know what I mean? But, no, it was pretty funny. And then another one, she actually, it was pretty funny. My high school coach, back in the summers when I was going to high school, I used to want to sleep the day away in summer. And she wasn't having it. And so one day she yanked me up because my brother used to wake up every morning at, 9 o'clock and go work out. And do his baseball routine stuff and all that. And he tried to wake me up. He couldn't do it. And so finally, she called my dad. That didn't work. So finally she yanked me up one day. We ran into my high school baseball coach, and she just said, "My son here thinks he's a mix of John Smoltz, Greg Maddux, and John Rocker all into one, and that he don't have to work. So could you please talk to him and get his mind right?" And so from then on, I started showing up and waking up and going to work out. And that's kind of when my work ethic started to develop as a player.
So your mom, if we could do a little psychology, she held some big vision for you. Like, "Hey, man, my kid's super talented, but if he doesn't work, he's not going to get as far as he can go." And she wanted you to get there.
Oh, absolutely. And, she's a hard worker herself. There's been times where she's held down two jobs, so and dealt with kids till about 3:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, absolutely. I think she really knows the meaning of hard work, and I don't know if she just likes to stay busy or what, but yeah, I think that was one of the turning points of my career. I was in the ninth grade. I thought I had it all figured out. Had a good arm, and baseball was going well, but it's. I think she realized there was going to come a point in time that I was going to have to work at it. And so she was just kind of telling me, showing me. So, yeah, it was a good learning point for me, for sure.
Outstanding. Real quick on this team, you're sitting down in that bullpen. You guys are winning a lot of games by a lot of runs, and so you're not necessarily used all the time. How do you keep yourself ready every day?
You just go through the same thing every day. Usually when we're at home, we go in. We sit around for the first couple innings, and then that third, fourth inning comes around. You can see everybody start to just kind of quit talking to each other and start to go through their routines, their stretch routines, their, shoulder activation, whatever it may be. And then everybody's out there you know, by the fifth or the sixth inning. So, you know, it's the same thing every day. And with this team, you know, everybody in that bullpen, you never know whose name's going to be called in what situation. There's already been plenty of times like, wait, what? Like, what are we doing? You know, but, you know, that's stuff you can't control. You just got to be ready when your name's called, and when the skipper calls you, just ready to take that opportunity and go and get as many outs as he wants you to. So.
Would you say there's one leader in the bullpen as far as like, hey, we're getting our prep on right now or anything like that?
I think everybody just kind of understands it. I wouldn't say we have an actual leader. Like a few years ago, it was Carlos Villanueva. We were young. We didn't know exactly what, you know, we had a few guys in that bullpen that was their first year, so we kind of needed that. Now we got guys who understand, you know, the bullpen. They understand, like, your name could be called in the third inning. Just be ready, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, I think being out there, having experience, you just kind of pay attention to the game. And if your mind is in there, like, man, should I be out there? Then you should probably be out there. So, you know, I think everybody does their job and does a good job of preparing. And, you know, when we haven't had anybody not be down there when their name's called, so it's good. Yeah.
Last one, prefer pitching at home or on the road?
It depends on if the wind's blowing in or out, to your question. I like pitching at home. We got a lot of great fans. You know, they've been really showing up and being supportive. So I'll have to say home for sure. This beautiful new clubhouse for us. We have all the recovery tools we need in the training room. Nice big weight room. So I just enjoy being here. And plus, after these day games, you can go get a nice bite to eat at a restaurant. So Chicago is where it's at for sure.
Justin Grimm, thanks for the time. Happy Mother's Day to your mom. What's her name?
Tammy. Tammy Grimm, yep.
Happy Mother's Day, Tammy Grimm. All right, moving around the Cubs clubhouse, we're with Jason Hayward on a Mother's Day. Was your mom the type at your baseball games who you could hear in the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, you could hear amongst other mothers, other moms, but she wasn't ever, you know, boisterous or anything like that. She was just into the game, supporting her son and my teammates.
So never the yell at the umpire type?
No. I mean, not like that, no. She's not, like I said, she wasn't boisterous or anything like that. She wasn't causing a scene, just supportive.
Favorite memory as far as her around the park with you growing up? Or you're not around the park. Doesn't have to be baseball.
Her being everywhere that a mom had to be. She was everywhere, whether it was you know, at game supporting me, traveling with me. Dad would be there too, of course. But, you know, it's nice to have mom around to help with everything, laundry, food, figure stuff out like that. Schoolwork, I mean, you name it, anything a mom needs to do, she was always there. And I know that everybody doesn't have that. You know, people in my family, some people don't have that. So it's not something I take for granted.
It wasn't all baseball in the Hayward household. She made sure that she had a well-rounded son.
No, absolutely. Both my parents did an outstanding job with that. Make sure we were traveled enough, make sure we knew different people from every walk of life, knew our families. Just understood that, you know, everything you have is, you know, something you should try and earn and work hard to do, work hard to have, provide for your family, make sure your kids have better than you have, and they exceeded that by so many expectations for themselves, I believe, and, you know, just try and take care of them now and get back to them. But, no, there was one sign that my mom did have in our house in the kitchen that said, "We now interrupt this family for baseball season." So she got the drift that we were serious about it, but she was definitely always there.
That's awesome. And just one baseball question on the team. You've been here now a little over a month as far as the regular season. Gone better than you could have ever anticipated. I mean, I'm sure you're feeling comfortable being here now. How would you say sizing up your first Cub experience, I guess, to this point?
Oh, it's been fun. It's been a blast. I love it. I love every day coming to play here at Wrigley Field. Love that the fans are into every game. You know, they're behind us every time. I understand that, you know, we have to earn that as far as, you know, what we do on the field. But, you know, they're right there supporting us, and that's awesome to see, and we're just happy to feed off of them.